Reagan National Airport in Arlington, Virginia, across the river from Washington, D.C., is slowly returning to the level of service it had before September 11th. The airport is adjacent to the Pentagon, and due to security concerns, government officials have reopened the airport in stages. Yesterday, direct flights were allowed to resume from national to 14 more destinations, but not one of the restored flights took off. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Continental Airlines was cleared to resume flying from Reagan National to Cleveland yesterday, but there won't be any Continental flights on that route for another 2 weeks. Government clearance came the Friday before Christmas. Continental spokesperson Rasan Johnson says the airline needs time to ramp up.
Resuming service on the 17th gives us a good deal more time to market and sell the services. So we'll be spending the next 2 weeks letting our customers in the Washington area, in Cleveland, and throughout the Midwest know that we're back in the market. And we're planning to run 4 jet flights each day.
Continental used to run 5 flights between Reagan National and Cleveland daily. Other airlines gave a variety of reasons. Some service will be delayed for as long as 2 months after the Department of Transportation is allowing certain flights to restart. Some companies have already finalized pilot schedules through February. One airline says tougher security measures means it will take a few weeks to comply. The earliest departure to any of the 14 cities just cleared will come this Sunday, January 6th, when U.S. Airways restarts service to half a dozen places. U.S. Airways Vice President for Marketing, Ben Baldanza, says every step is an improvement, but things aren't back to normal yet.
Prior to September 11th, we were serving 44 cities nonstop from Reagan National. With the change effective on the 6th, we'll be flying to 15 cities, so 15 versus 44. So there's still a pretty long way to go.
More cities will be added to the list of permitted destinations from the near downtown D.C. airport over the next 3 months until service is allowed again to all places that used to have it. But even as the number of cities returns to pre-September levels, the number of total flights permitted will grow to just about 3/4 of what it was before. With a limited number of takeoffs and landings, airlines have to weigh which routes are best to serve. Again, Ben Baldanza of U.S. Airways.
We're looking at clearly a number of economic factors, which is the total demand. You know, it's very much a supply-demand kind of business. We're also looking at what we call the booking cycle, which is how long it takes a flight to build up to be profitable.
One airline faces a very different problem. National Airlines only flies in and out of Las Vegas and only owns 757s, the type of jet that crashed into the Pentagon and in Pennsylvania. The company is cleared to restart service to Reagan National, but is still waiting for the government to clarify whether planes that size are still allowed to fly to that airport. One thing officials won't clear up is whether air marshals are on every flight to D.C. That was discussed as a new security option post-September 11th, and it's a common perception the change is in place. But it was never written into law, and as one official puts it, just the perception is part of increased security. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.